unstoppable kick-ass confidence. Are you ready?
Welcome to the Raw and Unscripted Show with Christopher Roush, where we help you overcome your self-created crap without the self-help fluffy bullshit. Now please welcome our host, Christopher Roush.
What's going on, rock stars of the Kick-Ass Nation? It is I, Christopher Roush, your host of the Raw and Unscripted Show, brought to you every single week by me, your No Excuses Coach. Thank you guys for being here, whether you're live on the video cast that airs every single Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you're listening to it on audio podcast in any one of the 98 plus countries that we are in tonight. Thank you so much for your contribution to helping this podcast get heard and seen all over the world. It is my true intention every single week that I've been doing this for the last 7 years, 7 years consistently, ladies and gentlemen. It is my intention to bring about awareness, to bring about thoughts and opportunities and questions for you to consider between each episode. Because this is all about growth. And I just started reading James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. And I put it off because I heard the crux of what it's about. And I know pretty confidently it's a lot of what I already teach. It's really about that. And so what I've already read about, I'm going to talk about here tonight on the show a little bit, because tonight's show is about answering your questions. And it's one of my favorite episodes to do periodically. I go out on social media and I say, what questions do you want me to answer here? You guys can always ask me questions here in the live chat, whether I can get to it on the show or I will answer it privately to you. It's my intention to provide you answers, because when you have answers and you take action, you start to build your self-confidence. You start to release some of those old beliefs that do not serve you. And so we have some very, very cool questions tonight. And actually, I am going to be answering them as well. Because you know, it is about sharing, it's about rawness. And one of the things that I really, really dislike about the personal growth community, and I really don't associate it with it anymore. I'm not in the speaker space anymore. I do my own thing. I rock my life. As you can tell, as you can see, as you can hear, I don't cater to anybody. And I don't really fit in. What's interesting is people are trying to do what I do now and fit in because they want to be cool and edgy and raw and all that stuff. But I've been here for 7 years, ladies and gentlemen. And before that, I did some other stuff too. But tonight, answering those questions, a few of the questions are questions that my coaching clients have asked me recently, because a lot of us are struggling. A lot of us are feeling the heaviness of the world. And if you weren't here last week, I talked about you're not alone. And I talked about my raw emotions and my feelings about life, my fears, my vulnerabilities, because so many people sit there and say, Chris, you're always so energetic and you're always so positive and God, I wish I could be like you. And I love that. And I appreciate it. And it is true. It is authentic. What you see is what you get. But also there's 24 hours in a day. And some days I wake up and I don't feel the best. I don't think the best. I have a negative circus monkey in my head too. That's like, oh, what about this? And what about this? And what if that happens? Da, 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 da. And so I get overwhelmed. I get anxious. I deal with anxiety. But the thing is, I have a lot of tools in my toolbox. And this is what this episode and this is what these shows provide to you is tools. Tools to sit there and say, you know what? I'm feeling like this. What can I do? And you can also think about it in this way. If Chris were here talking to me right now, what would he recommend? And even better than that, we know that if somebody comes to us, if your best friend, the person you love the most comes to you and has a situation that you're dealing with, right? You know, they sit there and, hey, I'm dealing with, you know, not having any zest for life anymore. You would have a ton of information for them. You would have questions to ask them. You would listen to them, right? But so often we don't give ourselves that same credit. And this is one of the things that I want to encourage you to do tonight is put the mirror up to yourself and to be honest, right? And to be honest. When I was thinking about questions tonight, one of the toughest questions I've had asked to me is, Chris, are you being honest with yourself? And on the surface, yeah, I'm being honest. Wait a minute. Let me really think about that. Am I being honest with myself, or am I being honest and then giving myself an excuse, or then giving myself a reason, or giving someone else an out? Or am I just being really honest and saying, are you sad? Yes, I am. Are you happy? I really don't know happiness, right? I know that I enjoy my life. I know I appreciate my life with absolute immensity, but happy. What is happy? Am I skipping every single day? I kind of am singing and laughing and doing stuff like that, but no, not all the time. And if I don't watch the negative self-talk in my brain, guess what? I can go down rabbit holes. I mean, there's been times where I thought, oh, the podcast isn't doing what I want it to do. I'm not going to do it anymore. Why bother? I've already said everything I need to say. Who's going to listen to me? Blah, blah. If it was going to be like Joe Rogan or, you know, Chris Williamson or Diary of a CEO podcast, it would have already done that. You know, all those things that go on because we're human. I'm human. But I can tell you that the questions that I've been asked are pretty impactful. So I encourage you to go back and listen to the last show. Go back and listen to the last 6 months, because the vulnerability that I've shared on the show and talking about our emotions and talking about the rawness of the situations that we go through is healing, right? Because I'm talking about it. And then, you know, we could sit there and we could take, can I take a couple of things out of each episode and apply it to my life? And I will tell you this, I've been thinking a lot lately. My birthday's in 2 days. So you guys can all sing happy birthday to me. Go ahead. Say happy birthday to you. I will be 57 years young on Thursday. Tomorrow, I get to go get an iron infusion. I get to go spend 2 to 3 hours in a chair getting iron dripped into my veins, because for the last year, I've been dealing with low iron, low ferritin, and some other things that are going on with my blood. And I have not been feeling my best. That's why I've been recording this podcast, because quite honestly, right after about 3 o'clock, it's 2:30 right now. Right after about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I just hit a wall. And then I found when I was doing the podcast, I was not feeling like I was saying things intelligently enough. So my friend says, why do you do it live? Why don't you do it when you're feeling your best? And which is usually between 11 and 2, 3 o'clock. So that's why we're doing that. But, you know, it's a crazy world that's going on right now. And the thing we need most is support. And I just posted this on social media the other day. I said, you know, everybody needs therapy. And if you don't think you need therapy, then you need to go twice a week. So truth be told, I have it on my list to call my local psychiatrist, whatever it is, and make an appointment and go in there for at least six sessions. Is what I usually do. It depends. And really talk about my feelings and my vulnerabilities and communicate outward to somebody who doesn't know me. And perhaps a professional that can guide me and ask me questions and give me exercises and things to think about, because we all need that. We all need that push. We all need to get that stuff out, right? You know, sometimes we don't feel very good. And what do? We go throw up. Not an enjoyable experience, but how do you feel after you go and do that? You feel nauseous. You feel sick to your stomach. You go fucking do it. You spend 2 to 3 minutes doing it. You blow your nose. You wipe your face. You brush your teeth. And then what? You feel better because you got it out. And I know that for me, I bury it and I'm strong and I go work out and I've got my tools and everything. But there is something to be said to just be able to say, hey, fuck, I'm sad. Hey, I'm depressed. I just thought about my emotions today, feeling rejected, feeling disappointed, feeling frustrated, feeling angry, feeling lonely, feeling sometimes like a failure in a way. And I started thinking about, you know, how does my son see me? And all these different things started coming out. And I thought, you know what? I need some help too, because you know what, as I get stronger and as I learn more things, I can share that with you. So let's jump right into it. Here's the first question. And this is something that a lot of people are feeling. Why do I feel so behind in life? Why do I feel so behind in life? Because a lot of people are comparing themselves to sound bites. I just had a dear, dear friend of mine reach out to me, and she loves the pictures of my family and everything. And I said, you know, all that glitters isn't gold. Think about that. All that glitters isn't gold. And we sit there and we see what other people do. And I see other people in the personal development space, in the podcast space, in the speaker space. And I'm like, how are they? And why are they? And what are they doing? And why not me? Why do I feel so behind? Right? I've been doing the show for 7 years. I did another show for 5 years before it. I've been in the coaching profession and the speaking profession and all these different things. Why do I feel so behind? In some respects, it's because I compare myself to other people. I compare myself to a version that I should be. And so oftentimes, Jock, my dear friend and mentor, I said, why am I so disappointed? He goes, your expectations are too high. You know, if you don't have any expectations, then you can't be disappointed. But I disagree with that. And I think, you know, you need to have expectations about yourself. You need to have an idea where you should be and what you should be striving for to be able to have something to shoot for, to something to push you outside of your comfort zone, right? And so oftentimes we're sitting there comparing ourselves to the version that we should be. But in all reality, when I look at my life, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're listening. You're watching this podcast right now. From this, you could take one question. You could take one answer. You could take something. And that could be the catapult for you to change your situation, because you ultimately have to take ownership. You have to take ownership and be honest with yourself and saying, hey, am I getting the results I want even though I'm doing the same shit over and over again, or I do it for a couple of months, but I don't see the results. So I give up and I go back to certainty. All the times that I have felt behind in my life, all the fucking times that I compared myself to other people, did it result in anything positive? Not really. It just resulted in me beating myself up. But then when I sit there and I ask somebody, what do you see when you look at my life? I'm like, man, I see a great dad. I see an energetic podcaster. I see somebody out there making a difference every single day. I see somebody who takes care of their health. I just was doing a call with somebody yesterday, two people, one of the guests that they're going to be on my show, and their story is fucking mind blowing. We spent more time talking about what we're going to talk about on the show than we'll actually spend talking on the show. That's how mind blowing it was. But during the conversation, we talked about my birthday, and the lady said, she goes, oh, you're the same age as my son. And I said, how old is your son? She said, 41. I said, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I said, I'm actually going to be 57. It's just like, no way. I said, yeah. I said, there's no filters or anything. I said, today my eyes usually give it away a little bit. I mean, the gray hair. What's funny is in here, because of my lighting, my facial hair looks darker, but when you go outside, it's pretty light. So yeah, I was like, holy fuck. Yeah. So here's the thing. When I think about the times where I've been behind in my life, where I thought I wasn't measuring up to myself, I'm like, am I giving it my best? So you can ask yourself this question right now. Am I giving myself my best version of myself? Am I giving my family my best version of myself? Because so oftentimes people would trade places with you. People would trade places with you. There's a lot of people out there that are suffering, that are struggling to put food on the table and all these different things. So why do I feel so behind in life? Perhaps your expectations are out of whack. Perhaps yourself, you're not giving yourself enough credit. Perhaps yourself, you're not pushing yourself, because when you think about doing your best on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, what is your best? 10. What am I giving myself? And you can't give yourself the answer of the 7. So if you're really crushing it and feeling good, you're not going to be asking that question, because you're going to probably be doing an 8 or 9. Or you might sit there and say, you know what? I'm really not giving it my best. And I talk to people, oh, I'm struggling on this. I'm like, I mean, how much water do you drink a day? Oh, I don't drink any water a day. What do you drink? Oh, I drink coffee. I need my caffeine. I can't function without my caffeine. The fuck, you can't function with your caffeine. You get these spikes and everything else. How about weaning off the caffeine? How about having lemon with water, or water with lemon? How about making sure, you know, how much are you working out? How much are you creating, you're increasing your cardiovascular exercise? How much sunlight do you get on your face a day? Like, now I have a red light therapy. What do you call it? Red light therapy. I've got that. Infrared, whatever stuff it is. But I make sure I get up in the morning, I get my son ready, and me and my wife walk him to work. We walk the dog. We walk him to school. And I get sunshine on my face. And I just said it today. I said, I feel so much better when I get outside and I breathe some fresh air early in the morning, and I see people going to work, and I see the trees, and I get to see my dog happy, right? So it's the little things that we do that can really get us to a place of having a foundation of confidence. So oftentimes, let's compare ourselves to the version that we deserve to be. Not that we think we should be, or not that what we've told other people that we're going to be. How about just like taking the progressive action? And we're going to be talking about that in tonight's episode with some of the answers to the other questions. But why do I feel so behind in life? Perhaps you're just right exactly in the place you need to be. And now is the time to sit there and realize that everything that has happened in your life and everything that is happening in your life is preparing you for what's next. But so oftentimes we're blaming, and we're looking for somebody else to bring us the happiness and the validation. It's like, what can I do differently? Just ask yourself that. What can I start doing differently? How can I start to incorporate small changes in my life? I talk about it. The 5: hydration, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and vitamin D. And when I ask people, you guys, hey, are you doing the 5? Half the people, what are the 5 again? Like, fucking put it on a sticky note and stick it on your monitor, stick it on your clock radio, stick it on your dashboard. Am I drinking half my body weight in ounces of water every day? No, I don't like water. Really? Your body's fucking comprised of water. So if you're not drinking water, you feel dehydrated, you feel like shit, and you drink your coffee to kind of mask that, and you do all these things, then you get exhausted, and then you're going, you want that short-term gratification because you want that serotonin release, you want that epinephrine release, whatever you want to call it, whatever fucking chemical to feel good is, right? Water, sleep, exercise, nutrition. Are you putting good stuff into your body? Like, sometimes I go downstairs and there's a whole bunch of junk. I have a 9-year-old kid. Or I can go into the refrigerator, wash some celery, and have some peanut butter, have an apple, have some carrots and peanut butter. I like carrots and peanut butter. All right, can I start making progressively more healthy decisions? Can I make use of chat and artificial intelligence to sit there and say, okay, here are the ingredients I have in my kitchen. What are some meals that I can make that are super healthy? How can I increase my protein content? And if you're not doing this, here's something that you could do in addition to the five. Oh my God, in addition to the five. Yeah. Get an app like Map My Run or something like that, or whatever. You could start to track your protein intake, your carbohydrate intake, your salt intake, fat intake. Like, just track that for 3 weeks. I promise you, you probably have too much salt in your diet. I don't even put salt on anything, but still, when I started tracking that, I was amazed at everything that was low fat and all this other stuff. I would have my entire 10,000 milligrams of sodium intake by noon. I'm like, oh, why do I feel like shit? Why do I feel like my blood pressure is high? Oh, because I fucking take a lot of salt. I put in my water, true transparency, I put Propel packets in my water, grape to be exact. It helps me drink my water, but I also have to be careful because there's sodium in it, there's electrolytes in it. So what have I done? Instead of reducing that, now I go into the sauna every day after my workout. And I do not like sweating. I do not like dripping. I do not like heat. But guess what? I go in there for anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the day and depending on how hot they have it. And I just sit there and I just envision all this stuff, the toxic emotions, the toxicity of the food or whatever I might have had, the salt. I just see it dripping and it drips right out of my body. It is sweaty and it's stinky. And I clean myself up after that. But guess what? When I walk outside, I feel accomplished. I feel clean. I feel energetic. I feel ready to go because that representation of just letting it out and getting it out feels so good. And it helps my skin look to be good. So there you have it. What are you going to do? It's not a lack of motivation, guys. It's a lack of meaning. So when you change the way you look at things, as Dr. Wayne Dyer says, the things you look at begin to change. So it's not motivation. Tie a deeper meaning to it. And here's the deeper meaning that I've been giving my life. And I did this last night. What did I write down? What are my actions saying about the person I'm becoming? I came in here and I wrote it on my dry erase board at 10:30 last night. I swear to God, hand on a Bible. What are my actions, choices, saying about the person I'm becoming? Because sometimes I give myself excuses. Guys, I'm human. I'm the no excuses coach, but yes, I give myself excuses. And I said, okay, how can I be a little bit better? How can the actions that I'm doing and the choices that I'm making and the things that I'm doing in front of my son, how can I improve that just a little bit? Just a little bit, just 1% improvement. You guys heard me talk about this, 1% every single day. And not every day is going to be great. Then you make up for it a little bit better. But the more you do it, the more it becomes a who you are, not what you do. That could be the end of the podcast right there. It's not about what you do. It's about who you are. You should do this. Ask five people that know you really well. Ask them to describe you in 3 or 5 words. I have people do this exercise. I have my coaching clients do it. And they come back and they're like, oh man, it was so beautiful. So many people think that I'm tenacious. So many people think that I'm giving. So many people think I'm a great listener. And so often we'll give the praise and we'll give all that other stuff to everybody else, but we won't give it to ourselves. Give yourself some love. Here's another one. That's like this. Why am I so unmotivated lately? And I just want to let you guys know, I don't give out the names of the people that do this. This is all private. I've never had anybody say, why didn't you say my name? But I just want to let you know, I don't put people's names on this. Why am I so unmotivated lately? And also just for everybody's benefit, I get a lot of questions. So I try to group them together. And sometimes I have to even like, oh, okay, I'm going to answer that the same way. I'm pretty much, but then I thought about it. Well, if I answer a different question the same way, then you can get hit in the face. You can get hit in the heart and say, wow, the core root of the situation is what I am thinking about myself. So if that gets repetitive, then that's your sign. So why am I so unmotivated lately? We're overstimulated. We're overstimulated. There is a great book out there called Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. Now I found out there's some controversy about that book. Oh my God, there's controversy about everything. But why am I so unmotivated? We're all overstimulated. I'm listening to a podcast right now about these devices. I'm holding up my phone and everybody's scrolling. And in the jeopardy of what's going to happen with our youth, the short form content. Dopamine hit, dopamine hit, dopamine hit, dopamine hit, dopamine hit. I see people at the gym, they can't fucking put their phone down. I have somebody in my house that does that. guess what? You're overstimulated. Stop and give yourself a second to think, to really think, like, how can I be more intentional about my actions this week? And then write it down. Don't just there. I got it in my head. I write it in my phone. Write it down. How can I be more intentional? I keep fucking sticky notes right here. I'm holding up two pads of sticky notes. I got more sticky notes over there. I've got skinny sticky notes. So I write it. I write it on my dry erase board. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I have nine dry erase boards in my office. I have another one in my guest room. So I can do that. But if you're overstimulated, if you feel overwhelmed, try some breathing. Do it with me right now. Do it with my hand. Do it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do that 4 or 5 times. I just did it probably an hour and a half ago. I did my meditation. I get my cat in there and I put on some binaural beats, which help equalize my brain. Google that if you don't know what they are, binaural beats or self-guided meditation. Do it. And then just sit there and allow yourself to think. When I'm in the gym, when I'm in the sauna, I'm like, my body and my mind are powerful. My body and my mind are powerful. My body and my mind are powerful. I'm letting go of things that are not working for me. I'm releasing toxins and old behaviors and old beliefs and negative connotations, whatever it might be. And I see it dripping out of my body. And then guess what? I walk out there and I'm like, I fucking did it. Even when I didn't feel like it. So you got to sit there and think about it. And you got to think about this. Like, why am I so unmotivated lately? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, comparing your life. If you don't walk away from a Facebook session or an Instagram session feeling better about yourself, then why in the fuck are you doing it? Why? Because guess what? When we see a car crash, what do? We don't look the other way and go, oh, I don't want to. We look. Oh my God, look how terrible and tragic that is. Stop looking at your car crash. Sit there and ask yourself, do I have meaning in my life? Do I have meaning and purpose? Do I feel like I'm on point? If you're unmotivated lately, it's you. And it's you. It's the content you're absorbing. I have hid people on Facebook. I use social media, obviously, for my business. By the way, I'm doing a group coaching. I have a group coaching program. I have a group coaching program. I've been doing it for over 2 years now. And I've been posting about that. I'm going to be doing a workshop. I haven't done a workshop in a while, but people have been asking me about that. So if you're interested in doing 90 minutes with me, I'm going to make it completely affordable. If you want to do 90 minutes with me, here's the thing. If you send me a message, you can send me an email, info@noexcusescoach.com. You can contact me on any form of social media. If you hear this, the sound of my voice, and you say, hey man, I want to be a part of that workshop, I will give you another 20% off. Okay. So there's your invitation to change your life. I promise you, it'll be less than $100 for 90 minutes of my time. And you'll walk away with strategies that can change your life. You have to do the work, but I'm here to deliver that, but I'm not going to hand feed you. I'm not going to sit there. No, if you reach out to me, and people will, like, man, let me be a part of that. Fuck, I might give it to you for free. I don't know. For me, it's not about the money. It's about serving you guys. It's about knowing when I go to sleep tonight, I provided the podcast. I provided social media posts. I did videos. I said hi to people. I demonstrated, you know, positivity and love to my son. I showed my neighbors love. I did something for a complete stranger, whatever it might be. So if you feel unmotivated, stop doing what it is that you're doing. Stop focusing what it is that you're focusing on and look at the people you're surrounding yourself with, because I just went and looked at a couple of people I've hid, and God, I'm like, I can't do this, but I don't really want to delete them because I feel like they probably look at my stuff and see me being the bridge between the chaos and the insanity of people and these opinions and you should do this and these labels and those labels. As a matter of fact, the last couple of weeks, I've been a part of a men's group. I was invited to be a part of an online men's group, answering questions, having these deep conversations about toxic masculinity and how men can be better men and all this stuff. Yeah, and I won't even get into that. I'll just leave that alone right there. See, I'm so proud of myself. So why are you so unmotivated lately? You're allowing that toxicity in your mind. Oh, I'm watching the news and I've got the headlines. You know, like, take your phone and turn the fucking news off. Turn the headlines off. It'll be okay. If you need to know what's going on, type in top 3 events in the news world today. But also ask yourself, when I get the news, do I do anything about it? Do I actually fucking take action on what it is that I'm seeing, or do I just get frustrated and upset? Like, yeah, the world may be going to shit. I've asked people, oh yeah, the fucking world's going to shit. I'm like, what have you done for yourself? Do you have a generator? Do you have food on hand? Do you have water on hand? Do you have a filter that can take pool water and make it into clean water? Ladies and gentlemen, I have a generator. Ladies and gentlemen, I have fucking gas outside with the dates on it. I've got preparedness. I am taking action. I'm not just being like, oh, I've been thinking about buying a piece of property that I could take my trailer to in case the fucking worlds go crazy and I could start fucking planting gardens. But guess what? When you start to plan these things, at least you know you have something in place. You're not just sitting there being a helpless victim. Oh, God. Oh, God. And maybe if I've got myself prepared, I can help other people too. You know what I mean? Can you feel me? Can you feel me? Here's another one. How do I stop doom scrolling? Put your phone in the other room. Turn your phone off. Here's something crazy. Here's something I challenge you to do. Delete your social media apps. Unless you're somebody out there that's posting positive content, if you're just sitting there absorbing it, or I see people venting every part of their life on Facebook and Instagram, like my Instagram is probably 98% musicians. My TikTok is probably 85% musicians, another 10% video games and cats and the occasional whatever other shit. And if I stop and I look at the other shit, guess what? Immediately changes in my feed. More of that other shit. So I just fucking, whoop, I scroll by. And then I stay on the stuff that I really like. So it provides me more of that. Why am I doom scrolling? It's the car crash situation, right? Allow yourself so much time. Say, you know what? I'm gonna allow myself 20 minutes on the phone. I'm gonna allow myself to go down a rabbit hole. But then I'm gonna spend the next 40 minutes reading a good book. Chris, can you give me 5 books to read in the next 6 months? Yes. And then you go read those books. Instead of fucking picking up your phone and comparing your life to everybody else, you read the book. I just started reading James Clear's Atomic Habits. I just got done reading Van Halen Brothers. Before that, I got done reading a couple other books. Like, I have books everywhere. I have books everywhere. So many books and books that I read again. There's a great book out there that I've read probably 4 or 5 times. Why Me? Why This? Why Now? It's from 1980s or 1970s, but fuck, every time I read it, I see my highlights and I'm like, have I learned that lesson yet? No. Okay. What is it going to take? You got to ask yourself tough questions. You can't just sit there and be in the pool splashing. Ah, I'm drowning. Like, fucking get strong and learn how to swim. Learn how to swim and surround yourself with the best, brightest fucking people that you can. And wake up in the morning and have that intention. Like today, I'm going to push myself just a little bit more. I'm going to push myself a little bit more. My goal is that when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to do something today that I haven't done that I'm going to feel proud that I did, even though I didn't feel like it. Like last week I talked about feeling, oh, I get myself caught in that same situation. Again, I told you my iron is low. All sorts of shit has been wrong. I've dedicated myself to having, I don't know, I think I had 150 blood tests. And I found out 13 of my biomarkers were out of range. So what have I been doing? I've been doing liver cleanses. I stopped using medical marijuana, even though it's safe and everything. I was vaping it. And I was like, you know what? That's probably not good for me. Even though it's a plant and all this other stuff, I'm sitting there inhaling toxins into my lungs. But even though it was helping with my pain, it was helping with my anxiety, I could give all sorts of justifications for it. In the end, I asked myself, is this really good for me? No. There was no and, no but, it was no. But of course it was a habit. Of course it was a comfort zone. Oh yeah, just take a little couple of drags and I know what the result's going to be. I know I'm just going to feel a little bit, yeah, okay, cool. Then I stopped. So back to the question, sorry. How do I stop doom scrolling? You stop, you fucking take it off your phone or you allow yourself some time. Or you sit there and say, you know what? For every 20 minutes that I doom scroll, I'm going to spend 40 minutes reading a book. I'm going to spend 40 minutes journaling. I'm going to do something that I love to do. I'm going to do a model. I'm going to crochet something. I'm going to do somebody's makeup. I'm going to get my hair and nails done. I'm going to do stuff that lifts me up, that stitches together some positive moments. Not every day is going to be perfect, but geez. And you can sit there and think, what am I avoiding by scrolling? Because there's nothing really good that's coming out of, oh, you know, I have to know what's going on. I got people telling me that all the time. I'm like, what would it be like if you didn't? Well, I'd feel scared and I need to know. No, you don't. You really don't. All you need to know is I'm going to get up today and I'm going to fucking kick the shit out of life. And I'm going to go to bed feeling proud. You know? And then chances are you're doom scrolling. And then what do? You go on and post about it. You vent about it. You call somebody about it. You text somebody about it. And then you guys are spreading like a disease. I don't entertain that. I let one person tell me the news. I let one person share the toxicity of what's going on in the world. And that's my wife. And there are certainly ways where I can have my 20 minutes, which is a nice round number. You keep hearing me say it, 20 minutes. Hey, I forgot I got to go fucking change the sprinkler. Hey, I got to go clean the pool. Hey, I got to go feed the dogs. And then I check out. And guess what? She stops and she continues to do what she does. So how do you stop doom scrolling? You find something in your life that brings you happiness, because I can guarantee you it doesn't. It doesn't. So ask yourself, what are you avoiding? What could I be doing differently right now? Okay. I use timers like crazy. I use Alexa. I'm like, Alexa, set a 20-minute timer. Alexa, set a 1-hour timer. Alexa, set a 10-minute timer. Guess what I've started doing? I have guitars all over my house. And I used to give myself, I used to give myself the excuse, I have a boxer's fracture. Da 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 da. No. Then I said, you know what? How could I really pay attention to my guitar lessons? And now I pay for lessons. My son goes to drum lessons and I go to the same place. And I'm like, what the fuck would it be like if I sat there and said, you know what, Chris, shut up with your excuses and hire a guitar teacher. And I will tell you this vulnerably and transparently, I've got all these guitars and this poor dude is probably half my age and he's been teaching me Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. And I swear to God, I'm getting 4 or 5 notes. It's like finger picking and stuff like that a week. I'm going slower than shit. I have to come home and use Marty's music on YouTube, which if you want guitar, Marty's music is great. It's free. And I have to sit there and I have to do it over and over and over and over again just to get one simple part. But guess what I can't do when I'm doing that? I can't think about negativity in my life. I can't think about whatever anybody else is doing in my life that I have no control over. I get to enjoy the fact that my son looks over at me and like, Dad is fucking doing it. He's playing the same shit over and over again. But man, he stitched together 5 things and now he's got the opening chorus and now he's got dun, 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 bam, 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 bam. I got that. So what are you focusing? What are you doing? Somebody else asked, is it normal to feel numb? Yeah. When things are intense and you're allowing those things to overtake you. Yeah. I was so in the game and then I would have to be numb. And guess what I did? I would drink my Jack Daniels. Drink. Oh, there would be a point after about 3 Jack and Cokes. I could still remember it. Oh, and I feel like my brain would just release. It would just like, instead of being like this, it would just. So I would want to feel numb. But then you got to ask yourself, okay, what are the things in my life that I'm running from that I'm not dealing with? And I found there was a lot. I wasn't saying my emotions. I wasn't telling people how I felt. I wasn't being honest about being hurt, frustrated, rejected, disappointed, whatever it might be. And I'm still working on that, quite honestly. What we do is we go into a default identity. It's safe. It's predictable. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't make me feel inferior. But this life, you get this gift every single day. You get a gift every single day to wake up and breathe. And to move and to learn and to contribute and to go out in your community and volunteer. Like, you know, half the stuff you could solve by going and volunteering at a homeless shelter, a battered wives shelter, be a big mentor to a teen at risk. You can go out there, you can offer, if you're physically able, hey, can I go? I noticed my neighbor hasn't mowed their lawn. Can I go grab my mower and just go fucking mow it? Not even tell them, just go over there and mow their grass and just have them come out and go, holy shit, who did that? I don't need the credit. I don't need anything. I can just go do it. I can go wash my neighbor's car. I can go see if my neighbor needs anything from the store, whatever it might be. When you give of yourself, it's pretty incredible what it is that you get back. But is it normal to feel numb? Not in a prolonged period. Talk to people, right? There's online therapy. I can't go anywhere. There's online therapy. Oh, Chris, I don't have the money. What can you do to make the money to have that? Like me and my son were looking at coins we have. He was looking at Pokemon cards. I've been selling stuff that I don't need anymore. I have guitars that literally have sentimental value, but what would it be like if I sold a couple of those guitars and invested it in my therapy or got a coach or attended Christopher's workshop or used that money to donate to the school? I don't know. just, there's so many opportunities for you to do it, but you got to go do it. You have to sit there and be the director of your life. You can't wait for somebody to come tell you what the answers are. You have to go seek them out. So if you're feeling numb, maybe you need medication, right? If you could say, oh, I tell people that I tried medication once. I was just telling the story last week. I was on Wellbutrin, Lexapro, and Ritalin. It was all for my ADHD. And they said, oh, perhaps if you calm down the anxiety and the Wellbutrin and all that stuff, then you'll be able to focus more. And I was like, you know what? I was at my wit's end. And I said, I haven't tried this before. I'll give it a fucking shot. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. However, today I was even thinking about it. I'm like, maybe I need a low dose of Zoloft, because when I was on Zoloft for a minute back in 2016, I think, yeah. And then also when my mom passed away, no, I was actually on benzodiazepines. What is that stuff that people get addicted to? I can't remember what it was. I didn't care for it. But anyways, my point, when I was on 10 milligrams of Zoloft, it took this, what you hear, and it kind of brought it down a little bit. And it was good for that period of time. Ultimately, I was like, you know, I want to have my excitement back and everything else, and I can control it now. But maybe you need something for a period of time that's going to help you. And maybe you sit there and go, oh shit, this is really working. But it works in conjunction with you taking responsibility for your life, not just in there, oh, I'm waiting for this medicine to change my life. It works with things. So think about this. What are you not allowing yourself to feel? Oh, I don't want to. I know people that are going through stuff and they're putting on the brave face, and I see their social media posts, and I know how fucked up they are. They're hypocrites. Oh, that's for everybody. It's like, no, it's for us. We're all in this together. And I can tell you this also. Maybe it's not your time. Maybe you're just meant to be a victim right now. Maybe you're just meant to be a victim for the rest of your life. Maybe that's just who you are. No. No. Okay, next question. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking run out of time. How do I deal with people who think completely different than I do? This was a big one in several variations, but how do I deal with people who think differently than I do? Fucking A. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Maybe you got it all wrong. Maybe everybody that you've been around and the things you've been focusing on and the things you've been allowing into your purview, right? We sit there and talk about the reticular activation system. If I tell you to look around everything in your room right now, tell me everything that's red, you're going to be red, 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 red. And I'm going to say, tell me what's green. I'm like, fucking hell, you tell me what's red. I wasn't looking at what's green. So if you're doing the doom scrolling, if you're talking to people and you're bitching about life, and if you're feeling sorry for yourself and you're being a victim and you're like, why doesn't ever go right for me? What have I done differently? But what do I do with people that think differently than I do? I try to understand where it is that they're coming from. I have empathy and compassion for them. Like, fuck, do they realize that they're an idiot? No, I'm just fucking with you, kind of. But no, you know, division fatigue is what they're calling it, is real. I just dealt with it last week on the men's group thing. You can go watch the video and see what happened, right? It was very frustrating. And I don't really have much hope for that person. And I don't think they're watching. If they are, I'd be glad to say it to your face. Actually, I almost did. Actually, I might. But then I got to sit there and think, is that really going to do anything? It may be that made that person like, holy shit, somebody fucking really told me what's up. And he may tell me to go fuck off 7 Ways to Sunday. And chances are he's going to get defensive, and chances are he's going to attack me, and chances are he's going to try to make himself feel better because of his ego. Right? So when people think completely differently than you do, that's good. That's good. That's an opportunity for us to go and say, you know what? Hey, I still disagree with what you're saying, but I understand where you're coming from. I understand. Like, I've had conversations with people who think differently from me politically. Again, on that show last week, we were talking about toxic masculinity and we need more macho men, da 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 da. And I'm like, why do we have to put labels on it? Why can't we just all be good fucking people? And I was pissed. I was like, I'm fucking, oh, you got to be a strong man. Really? Why do we have to have a label? Why can't we just be a strong person? Strong woman, strong man, strong son, strong cat. Why can't we just be strong for each other? Why does there have to be a label on it? I know people in my life, my wife is very strong. And you know what? She knows this. Sometimes I let her be the boss and I want her to be the boss. And it feels good for her to be the boss because I ask myself, do I want to be happy or right? And some things I'm just not good at. But you know what? If you don't want to be right all the time, you can release some of that stuff and you can sit there and, you know, I'm going to enjoy my fucking moment because I know I could be right and I know I could say my piece about all that stuff, but I have to sit there and consider my audience and like, is it really worth it? Like, really, how much do I care if that person changes? I mean, I wish they did. But maybe it's not their time. I've had to go through my situations and see my crashes and get to the bottom of my despair for it to go, oh, now I fucking get it. Now I get it. So maybe it's just not your time. Maybe you're meant to sit here and waste this time. Maybe that's it. Maybe you're going to crash in 3 years. I don't know. Maybe you're going to have that division fatigue finally, and you're just going to be like, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. And the younger generation is going, bullshit. They're getting rid of social media. Like, fuck this. Right? There's all sorts of other stuff going on with that. So what do you think? Are you trying to understand, or are you trying to win? And I have my friend Davey Williams out there. He and I have disagreed publicly. We've had private conversations. And I even sent him a message. I'm like, dude, I appreciate you so much. We don't agree on a lot of things. We agree on quite a bit, actually. The way we come about it, it may be a little bit different. But ultimately, you get us in a room, we're both going to sit there and understand each other and say, okay, where do we find our commonality? Right? There's things that were different, two or three things. But what do we have in common? What is the greater good? How can we combine our forces in order to make a difference? No, I can't change God. Yeah, you can do something in your community. That's what I've done. We've volunteered for groups. I volunteered to be on the school board. I know my city councilman, who's a part of my ward. I found out that the council has wards, and it sounds like a jail prison system. I didn't agree with that. But hey, am I doing something? Am I being part of the solution or part of the problem? And again, you walk away from this podcast and you sit there and think, okay, do I want to be right or happy? Am I part of the solution or part of the problem? What is it that I can do differently or focus on differently? Can I be a victor instead of a victim? Sure, there may be tons of evidence in my life before and right now that says, hey, it is what it is, but I can create and I can choose to stitch these moments together. I can choose to focus and go to the gym. I can start going to the sauna. I can start doing red light therapy. I can make sure I'm meditating and doing my deep breathing. I can make sure I'm reading a positive book. I can make sure that I'm being intentional with my son. I can make sure I take time for myself to play guitar and play video games. You know, you stitch all those moments together, and sure, I can go on and see 10 headlines and go, what the fuck? And then I can sit there and say, okay, what the fuck? What am I going to do? I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to help people. So how do I deal with people that think differently? And I have so many people around, oh, I just cut them out of my life. I just delete them. And again, I hide people, but that's because for my own protection. So you got to sit there and think, okay, am I getting any value out of that relationship? And I even ask myself, I'm like, why don't I just delete them? But I have hope for these people. And they're good people. But man, what they're posting is just like, all you're doing is getting confirmation bias. You're just sitting there saying, oh yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, them fucking people. And this person that I'm talking about in particular, he's throwing out the label. Like, he says, all Democrats, every Democrat, all the Democrats are like, fuck all the way off with your labels. I feel sorry for that person that they live in that world, that they think all these people are bad just because of how they chose to check a box on a voting form, or maybe what they align more with. Like, I can't even describe myself as a Republican, a Democrat. I'm a person that cares about people and cares about fairness and cares about honesty and cares about change. Don't put a fucking label on me that categorizes me as one thing versus no. Oh, if you're them, then you're not us. Fuck all the way off with that. I don't allow those people into my life. And as you can see, that's what I do. And, but if you're cool about it and you post stuff and sit there and say, hey, how can we look at the situation as a humanity? Rather than us versus them and all you people, right? Look at your language. Check your language at the door. Okay. Here's another question. Let me take a little sip of water. Are you guys digging this? Thank you, everybody, for being here, watching on the YouTube. I don't post this to Facebook or to LinkedIn anymore because I'm focusing on the YouTube, because as I grow the YouTube and as more people watch the YouTube and you comment on the YouTube and you like the YouTube and you share the YouTube, guess what? More people get it in their feed. So I'm focusing on that. And sure, do I feel like I'm alienating people and I could have more people watching and doing all this stuff? Yeah, but if you really want this and it's free, all you got to do is click the link and subscribe to YouTube, hit the alert bell. And anytime I go live, this is Christopher Rausch is delivering some fucking amazing content that might change my life. So you hit the little bell and you say notifications, you say all. So if you're digging this, share it out with a couple of words. Say, hey man, this guy's asking some pretty tough questions and giving some really amazing answers. Here's another one. Why can't I stick to anything? Because you're in your emotion and you're looking for proof. So oftentimes we look for evidence before we take the action. Sit there and think about it. Like, okay, if I've been doing, if like for personal example for me, I take pain medication. And there have been periods in my life and I take very strong pain medication, Percocet. To me, it's fucking like aspirin, but I've been taking it for a long time. And so when I think about my consistency with that, could I change that? Like, what do I need to do to change? And you got to sit there and think, why can't I stick with anything? Maybe you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Maybe you're, oh, I just got to make money. Like, how about like making a difference? I mean, yes, you have to make money. Trust me. I know I have had three jobs at one time. I think I had four jobs at one time. I have hustled and grinded and had side efforts and jobs and all these different things. And I still encourage everybody to do that. Like, what's your gift? What can you do? But why can't you stick to anything? Maybe because that negative self-talk in your brain, oh, I never stick with anything. Oh, see, there I go again. Why should I bother? And then you go back to that safety and that certainty. And you're surrounding yourself with people. I guarantee you surround yourself with people like me. You get in my coaching program and you sit there and you show up every couple of weeks and you're held accountable to what it is that you say you're going to do and you do it. Holy fuck. Again, it's about those small wins and it's not going to be overnight. What would it be like if you stuck to an exercise program without any excuses whatsoever? Like when I do 75 hard, 75 days, two workouts a day, no excuse. Like you get up, even if you can't, well, I know people, I'm like, fucking wheelchair your ass around the fucking neighborhood. Do it. Like do some arm exercises, get some dumbbells, lift fucking cat litter, lift a gallon of water, whatever it might be. Make your muscles stronger. Focus on what you have control over. And then you start sticking to things like, oh my God, I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm doing a little bit better. Right? I went to the gym today. I got some sunlight in my face. I'm drinking some water. I got some pretty good rest. I've been doing some of my hobbies. I've been talking to people who are positive. I've been reading. You see what I'm saying? You're sitting there fucking, you're exhausted. You're burned out. Like if you can't go take a vacation, go take a trip to a beach, a lake, a forest, go for a hike. Make sure you're getting outside every single day and getting some sunshine in your face. Even you just walk outside your front door and sit down for 10 minutes and just with the sun hitting your face, with no sunglasses, just, can you do that for me? Can you do that? Can you go to the doctor and say, hey, I've been feeling like shit. I'd like to get my blood test done. I'd like to have a physical. It blows my mind how many people don't get physicals. Oh, I don't go to doctors. I don't like doctors. I don't trust dentists. I don't trust people. I hate the dentist. Why do you hate the dentist? I fucking love the dentist. If I had not gone to the dentist, I wouldn't be smiling right now. My teeth used to be jacked up. I had fucking braces for 5 years. I've gone through so much shit with my teeth. You know, you have to stick to stuff because at the end of the day, when you get to the end of your journey, you're going to look back in your life and be like, was I a motherfucker that conquered stuff and did stuff like Jacqueline, you know, I'm a badass Irish. Yeah. You still doing it? How have you done something different this week? Right? How do you keep pushing yourself? How are you inspiring other people? And I know you do, right? You have to build that discipline without feeling like it. Oh, I don't feel like it. I'm too tired. How about just stop saying, I am tired. I am exhausted. I am overwhelmed and saying, I'm having an emotion right now. I'm having a feeling right now being tired. Can I go sit down for 20 minutes and close my eyes and relax? Can I make sure that I'm not looking at my phone an hour before bed? Or if I'm doing it, I have these glasses that filter out the blue light. You don't need to do it. How about you just pick up a fucking book and you read and you highlight? And maybe after you read and you highlight, you write down three things. And you say, you know what? When I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to focus on these three things. These are really important. That 1% improvement, right? I know the people that listen to this podcast and write stuff down. They message me and they email me and they sit there and say, oh my God, Chris, that was powerful. And I'm like, check in with me for 6 months. I want to see what you do when you keep that. Because when you stick to things, the things stick. And then you build that muscle, right? 57 years old. I was at the gym today. You know, my muscles aren't as big as they used to be. Oh, they're not as big as you. I've lost so much weight to be able to help my back. And that's a sacrifice I had to make. I had all this muscle and I sat there and said, you know what? I'm just going to be lean and more cut. And I don't have as big muscles and my definition isn't as great because I'm getting older and you start to lose muscle mass. But then I make sure that I'm increasing my protein. Like I said before, track your calorie intake. Try something different. Try eliminating gluten. If you want a book to read, read the book Wheat Belly. For fuck's sake, the genetic modification of wheat. Like if your body's in pain and you got arthritis and all this other stuff, stop it. Oh, Chris, I love my bread. When people sit there and I tell them like stop gluten and sugar for 6 months and the immediate response is, oh, I can't. I tune out. I'm just like, you're fucking, you can't, you're done. You know what? I really should give that a try. Yeah, man, when I've done it, My inflammation goes down. My sleep improves. My skin improves. My cognition improves. That's why I fought so hard. That's why I'm going to go fucking get an iron drip tomorrow. And I'm worried about it. I'm worried that it's not going to take. And I'm worried about feeling like shit. But, you know, I got to take that chance. I got to take that risk, because how much better will I be as a dad? How much better will I be as a husband? How much better will I be as a podcaster or a coach, as a friend to my dog? Well, sometimes I'm getting cranky and I'm like, why am I so short? Well, yeah, I feel like shit. Okay, am I doing something to change it? And for a while I was waiting for the doctor. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go to another doctor. Now I'm going to a cancer blood doctor. I asked my cardiologist, I said, do you know somebody in your network of doctors who can help me get my iron back up? Because my doctor told me to take pills, and I told him that would make me nauseous. And he says, yeah, it's a guy downstairs. And I walked in the door and this is LA Cancer Network. And I'm like, was it awkward? Was it uncomfortable? Hell fucking yeah. Is it going to be fun tomorrow? No. But guess what? Maybe 2 weeks from now, I am feeling so much better. And then I'm finishing the book. I already made it. You guys know I'm writing a book, right? It's just you and me, kid. I could do a whole podcast on, you know, why can't I stick to finishing the book? There's a whole thing behind it. And I'm being honest with myself. But I sat there and I made a commitment to the publisher. And I said, you will have it. No word of a lie by the end of March. March 31st. I think there's 31 days in March. You will have it. And it's yours to do with whatever you want. I am going to let it go. I don't care if it's what I want it to be, or I don't care if I want to rewrite it. You have it. It's released, whatever. So why can't you stick to something? Are you surrounding yourself again with people who are sticking to shit? Right. Okay. Maybe I'm just not going to, you know, keep the company of sheep, whatever it might be. Okay. Here's a good one. Let me take another sip of water. How do I know if I'm the problem? Ask your friends. Ask your roommate, ask your wife, ask your kids, ask your neighbors. It's about being self-aware. If you can sit there and think on one hand, how many things that you contributed to be a solution rather than the problem, you can ask yourself that. When's the last time you admitted you were wrong? Either to yourself or to somebody else. Are you taking responsibility or are you giving blame? It's the government. It's my city council. It's my taxes. It's this. It's my job. It's my employer. It's my coworker. It's my car. It's my dog. Stop blaming. How do you know if you're the problem? If you feel like you're doing something every day or every other day, let's be lax about it. If you're doing something to move the needle forward, right? If you're doing the five, like I've never had anybody go, Chris, the five plus five, here's the other five. I've had people sit there and go, oh my God, which vitamin D do I take? I don't know. Fucking just start taking vitamin D. Go on and Google the shit. What's the best vitamin D I could possibly take? And then start taking it. Guess what? My vitamin D was low. Guess what? I was not getting sunshine. And I kept wondering, like, why do I feel like funky and sad and I'm not singing in my car anymore? My vitamin D was low. Now I take a little yellow pill once a week. And when my vitamin D is checked, it is right in the middle. Right? What are you avoiding? What are you avoiding? What conversation are you avoiding? And I do it too. I just thought to myself, I'm avoiding this, but then I'm like, oh, well, I do it because of this. And I give myself the excuse. It's like, what would it be like if I just said it and I dealt with the results? And if the results weren't positive, the results were chaotic and the results hurt, then maybe that's the point that something else changes. Because when I ask you the question, when will you have had enough? And I love asking people this question. When will you have had enough of the kids not helping? When will you have had enough of the husband taking advantage of you? When will you have had enough of the coworker that fucking talks your ear off for an hour and drains your productivity so you have to stay late and you miss family time? When will you have had enough of your bullshit? When will you have had enough of being overweight? When will you have had enough of your drinking? When will you have had enough of not drinking enough water and getting better sleep? When will you have had enough of doom scrolling and living your life through something that is fucking on a screen rather than something you can physically touch and handle and feel good about? How do you know if you're the problem? I think you know. You just take responsibility and you take action and you know you're getting uncomfortable. That's how you know you're part of the solution. If you're feeling uncomfortable and you feel like you're pushing and you go to bed at night going, man, I did pretty fucking good today. Right? Or did I just do the same shit over and over again, expecting different results? There you go. Here's an interesting one that I got. I just thought I'd throw this in there. What if I picked the wrong career? Then pivot. then as you have the wrong career, you start doing the right career. Like, I was speaking and coaching for 10 years while I also had did my day job. I would drive home for an hour and a half of traffic. I had recorders. I did journaling. I did as much stuff in my car as I possibly could. I had phone conversations. I give away free coaching sessions, and I would sit in my car and I'd become a better coach by coaching people sitting in traffic. What if I picked the wrong career? Then you know that that's the wrong career. And then you know, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go after this. That's how you know. Like, if you feel misaligned, start taking that progressive action. Start doing research. I'm going to spend 45 minutes a night when I get home, and I'm going to study what it means to become an engineer or an architectural designer or a doctor or a podcaster or a book writer. Like, people say, oh, how do I start writing? Like, pick a subject that you're really passionate about right now and do a 300-word essay and post it, and then post another one. Sit there and make a commitment to yourself. You know, I'm going to post blogs on Monday, Thursday. I used to do a lot of writing. And not so much. And that's something I'd like to get back into. I will get back into, especially since I'm working on the book. And that's a whole other thing. What if you pick the wrong career? Then start working on the one that you want. Surround yourself with people who are doing the career that you want. Like, make it a point. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to three different people who are in the chosen career that I want. Go on Nextdoor. Like, if you don't know what this is, in the United States, we have the Nextdoor. You might have it everywhere. And hey, are there any architectural designers in my area? I would love to pick your brain or take you to lunch or just understand more of what it is that you do. And if maybe you sit there and say, I'm doing a research project. I don't know what it might be. But what if you pick the wrong career? Then don't hesitate on choosing the right one. Here is another one that was pretty common. Why am I more irritable lately? Because you're stressed. And because you are exhausted. And because you're allowing yourself to be in a victim mindset. Like, just sit there and think, okay, am I filling my cup? Am I filling my bucket? My son used to have this book, and I love for everybody to read it. Like, you have to fill your bucket first. And I see so many people out there filling everybody else's bucket, and they try to get the enjoyment out of life. And I was just talking about volunteering and stuff like that, but you got to put back into your own bucket. Again, taking care of yourself. What are you putting? Am I putting stuff in my body? Is what I'm about to put in my body good for me? Right? And it doesn't have to be consistent. I ate half a sleeve of fucking Girl Scout mint cookies last night. Frozen. All the best. And you know what? I allowed myself to enjoy every fucking cookie. Every cookie. Right? So why am I more irritable lately? Probably because you're not part of the solution. Probably because you're hanging around people. Probably because you're doom scrolling. I put that one towards the end because you're not taking care of yourself. Go see a therapist. Go see a psychologist. Perhaps consider doing medicine. Perhaps doing plant-based medicine. I've done a little bit of that in my life. I've microdosed mushrooms. I've done Cambo. I've done Sanega. I've done some other thing, right? Why am I more irritable lately? Am I getting quality sleep? Get an Oura ring. Spend some money on an Oura ring and realize, okay, am I getting deep sleep? Don't eat 2 hours before bed. Eat like, you know, all these things. Why am I? Because maybe you're not pouring into your cup first. Maybe you're not pouring into your cup first. Are you exhausted or resentful? I put that down here, right? Are you resentful? Again, going back to the comparison thing. The last question, I put 10 in here because I was forcing myself to get to it. Is everyone else struggling like this? Yes. Yes. Especially the people that don't let you know they're struggling. Everybody struggles. That's why I put on there, you know, if you're not in therapy, you probably need it twice. If you don't think you need therapy, you probably need it twice a week. Yes, people are struggling. Some people are not. Some people are out there living their life and enjoying it. Like, hey, I can't control the fact that Russia sets off nuclear bombs. I can't control what the Mexican cartel is doing. Like, for me, you know, and I will share this admittedly, I'm not a gun person, but guess what I did last year? My wife and I took gun safety lessons. We have guns in our house. We have safes in our house. We have a carry conceal permit. So I decided to be a part of the solution. If I need to protect my family, it is there. And I tend to believe if you have something, you won't need it. So is everybody struggling? Yeah. But are you surrounding yourself with people who are going after it and saying, hey, like my coach Sally, she says, I don't allow thoughts in my brain that don't move the game forward. How about that? You catch yourself, put a rubber band around your wrist, get one of my awesome wristbands and snap it on your wrist and sit there and say, hey, is what I'm saying to myself right now conducive to what a successful person does, or am I being a victim? And you have to catch yourself and you have to be aware. And sometimes it gets exhausting, but to sit there and say, okay, what can I do right now that would fill my cup? Can I watch something funny? Can I listen to music? I put music on. I go for a drive. I go for a walk. I go for a bike ride. I take my dog for a walk. I play for my dog. I play video games. I mean, I already told you the things I do. And don't isolate yourself. Like, get around people. Join a pickleball league. And I need to do a better job of that. My personal close relationships, I have tons of people all over the world, but my personal close relationships within the proximity of my home and stuff like that suck. That's why I started playing guitar. And I need to do, and that's why I started working on my car, my 69. That's another thing I've been doing. So now I could go to car shows and meet people and get around people like me instead of focusing on the people that are no longer in my life. I need to get new people in my life and let those people go and let go of the rejection and all the other stuff that I'm taking personal, because so oftentimes we take things personal, but the people are going through their own shit and perhaps they don't want to weigh us down. So there you, is everybody else struggling? Yes. But you get around people that are fucking moving the needle. And I won't associate people that aren't moving the needle that sit there and complain, oh, this, that. I just don't. You saw what I do. I hide them. Some people I have to deal with. Some things are just unavoidable. But again, are you part of the solution or part of the problem? Are you proactively doing something different every single day? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you putting good things into your body? Are you challenging yourself? Don't do here. I want to see who does this. Who don't have gluten or even if you don't have a gluten and not tolerance, which I just had mine tested. I'm not gluten intolerant, but guess what? When you stop gluten and you stop sugar, especially, sugar is poisonous, poisonous. People I've talked to with cancer, like, oh man, I wish I would never had sugar. How do they find sugar? How do they find cancer in your body? They inject you with fucking sugar and it goes right to the cancer. But if you keep taking it and you get cancer, you look at yourself and you regret it. Yeah. Do you regret? Like people, I just had a friend of mine die. I guess he wasn't going to the doctor because he had to go to the doctor for a cough and they scanned his body. He had cancer all over his body. He never left the hospital. I bet you, Robert, I'll be going to his funeral service, memorial services out in Vegas, driving out there. Don't regret your inactions. Don't regret where it is that you're at right now, because if you're within the sound of my voice and you're listening to this, and you listen to this now for, I went over an hour, sorry. If you're listening to this, take that action. Take that action. Like, make that promise to yourself. I promise I am going to start taking better care of myself. How? Three ways. What are the three things I could do? I can make sure I'm putting nutritious stuff into my body, including water. I can make sure that I'm surrounding myself with people who lift me up and hold me accountable, like joining my group coaching program or attending the workshop that I'm going to be offering. You can go back and listen to this podcast again. And you can sit there and say, you know what? He gave me so many tips that I'm going to break them down into 9. I'm going to do 3, 3, and 3. And I'm going to spend the next 12 weeks and I'm going to incorporate these 9 strategies. And I'm going to see where I feel in 12 weeks. And then maybe I'm going to do another 12 weeks with another 9. How about that? Oh my God. You know what? This is who I am. Because again, it goes back to what I said at the beginning of the show. Who are you? Are you a kick-ass motherfucker who doesn't take any excuses, that allows yourself to grow and to pushes yourself outside of your comfort zone? Or are you somebody that, oh, if I didn't have my childhood and if my ex-husband didn't do this and if I wasn't right, da 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 da. Right? Is that how you identify yourself? Or you do identify yourself as somebody who's had a lot of experiences in your life that put you in the spot today to make those changes, however small, because those little small things, again, they build on them like compound interest. Like, how can I compound the actions of today into tomorrow and then tomorrow and then tomorrow? And if you don't see the results, sit there and say, I'm excited. I'm going to give it another. And then maybe you sit there and say, you know what? I've done it for 6 weeks. I've done it for 12 weeks. I've done it for 6 months. You give yourself some time. Depending on how you've been treating your body, it's going to take your body time to heal. And then how about that? How about my goal by the end of the year is to really fulfill the person that I realize that I am? How about that? All right, guys, I love you. I'm going to be back here next week with another podcast episode. I am lining up guests as we speak. I've got people reaching out to me. I apologize for the people that are watching this that have reached out to me with so many great guest ideas. So we're going to be bringing back the guests. I'm also going to be diving into some very tough and controversial topics so that we can learn together and I can help educate people. There's a male loneliness crisis going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on in the world today, and I'm going to learn about it as well so that I can show you and we can learn together and we can bring information again, not having that division, but having that unification, because we are more the same than we are different. And no matter if anybody's told you this or not, I love you. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. for not only watching and listening for as long as you have, but for sharing the show out and for coming back here every single week and participating in the group chat. I love all you guys. So I'm going to go fill my bucket. I'm going to get this posted, and then I'm going to go pick up my son, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my afternoon and even take care of my sprinklers. I love you guys. Raw and scripted out. No excuses.